7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
What? That is a strangely inaccurate time, because the actual time, the time that we are experiencing right now, and you can check your clock, is 1930 UTC, and everyone knows that 1930 UTC is the time at which we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right, you're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, hello, hello. I am not Hello Kitty. I wish I was Hello Kitty, but I am not Hello Kitty. I am just Tobe. And that's pretty good most of the time. Especially today, because what's happening today? Well, it's raining. I can't believe it. It's raining, and it's less than 50 degrees Fahrenheit. Yes, it's the first 40 degree drop day. Yesterday was 90 degrees. Today is 50 degrees. I've got all my windows open. I'm enjoying the cool air. My cat is not. Pippa does not like the thunder, because there is thunder, and there is rain, and it is kind of a lot of rain, and every once in a while there's these crazy gusts. Like, I'm looking out the window right now, and it doesn't look like it's very windy, but then pretty soon the trees are going to bend sideways. And so, what does this mean? It means that we're not going outside today. We're not going outside today, but that's okay, because we can probably go outside tomorrow. I was looking at the Weather Channel, looking at radar maps. It's not supposed to be rainy tomorrow, but it is supposed to be nice and cool. So maybe we can go out and look for mushrooms and dudes tomorrow. And maybe it'll be nice and slippery, and there will be mud, and, you know, maybe I can fall down. That'll be interesting. All right, but right now we need to do something. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee have probably realized that more than 3 minutes of this show have gone by, and I haven't even had any tea to drink yet. That's because I don't have any. Let's leave this room, and let's head up into the kitchen and make some tea, because we gotta make some tea, because that's what we do. We make the tea. Hey, I just realized my hips don't hurt anymore walking up the stairs. When I woke up this morning about half an hour ago, oh man, my hips were killing me. I couldn't figure out what was going on. It was nuts. Okay, so here we are in the kitchen. I think it was the cold air. I think it was the coolness. I've got some water that is now, yeah, it is up to temperature. Let's take the lid off of the water and let it sit. Now, the next thing we need to do is drop the filter thing into the teapot and grab ourselves some tea. I have some tea right here in a little bag that I'm cutting open. And no, when I say a little bag, I do not mean a little tea bag. It's an actual little envelope that holds another plastic bag. This one right here. That's full of tea. And we just upend this little bag into the filter. Get all those yummy tea leaves in there. Hi. Oh, look at them. They're so cute. They're so flat. They're so pale. Wait, what could I be drinking that has a flat leaf and not a rolled leaf? Oh my gosh. regular listeners to the Dubious Skulls Committee are probably freaking out. Oh my God, he's not drinking any oolong today. What's wrong with our boy? And we gotta check the water temperature. There's some nice thunder. Okay, water is good. Water is good. It is time to pour. Time to pour. So we're gonna do the one-handed pouring technique. And we're going to pour the water in. All right. The water is in. 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and pull it. 15 second brew time. Kind of a lot for this particular tea. But, well, that's the way I like it, baby. I don't want to live forever. And I'm staring down into the teapot. Oh, it smells so good. Let's smell the tea leaves. Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, zinga. It smells like, I don't know, carotene. Where's the teapot lid? Here it is. Put the teapot. Look, I'm looking down in there and I can see it. I can see the dragon. Oh, what am I drinking? I just gave you another hint. Now let's produce a teacup. And pour some tea in the teacup. Do, 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 do. Oh, look how light it is. Oh, boy, oh, boy. And as I look into the cup, yeah, I can see it. I can see the dragon. Oh, it's hot. Oh, and it's strong. Oh. Oh, yeah, wow. It's like, I don't want to gross anybody out, but it's like taking some freshly mown grass and shoving it in your mouth. That's not the flavor. That's just the smell. The scent of this. And if you guess Longjing, you are correct. Drinking Longjing today just as a change of pace. Just to, you know, clear up the palate. Oh, yeah. Oh, I haven't had any Longjing in, how long has it been? Like a month? Oh, yeah, it's, wow. It's like, oh gosh, I can't even describe it. But it's deep. It's sort of grassy, beta-carotene-y. It's got like buttery notes. There's this weird butteriness to it. It tastes like dairy fat. It's unusual. But it's good. And I like it. So let's grab the teacup and the teapot. And let's head downstairs because I know I probably got a petrified kitty somewhere who needs to do lots of kitty business because we're scared of the thunder. Checking the first thunder hut, don't see anything. Checking the second thunder hut, don't see anything. Checking the third thunder hut, don't see anything. Is the cat under that thing? Checking the kitty tornado shelter. No, no kitty in there either. Okay, this is unusual. Where did my cat go? My cat must have gone upstairs to hide from the thunder. Let's look in here real quick. Look in the bathroom. Is there a kitty in here? No. Okay, so I guess we don't have to do any kitty business immediately. Oh, and here I am being stupid. I found the cat. She's under the little step stool that we use as a end table. She barely fits under there. I couldn't see her, but I can see her tail sticking out. Okay. Mystery solved. Uh-oh. No, she's getting up. She's coming over. Oh, wait. No. Wait. Where's she going? Oh, she's stopping in front of her computer. She's wondering why there's no bird videos running on her computer right now. Sorry. Where are you going? Where are you going? All right. Well, I guess Pippa's not as scared of the thunder as I thought she would be today. Because she's just walking into the bathroom to have a snack. I thought we were going to... Oh, then there was a little bit of thunder. Now she has run out. She's standing right here. What are you going to do, Dinkus? She's looking at the TV. I wonder if she thinks the thunder is coming from the TV. Nope, she doesn't like it. She's just walking over to the other side of the room and sitting down. Okay, that's cool. We can deal with that, too. I need to pour some more tea.
You got girlfriend Vietnam?
Oh, of course I have girlfriend Vietnam. And I have good tea. You know, this Longjing, it just occurred to me. Corn. It has some kind of weird corn type of flavor to it, almost. You know, you keep hearing me say, oh, it's like buttery. Well, it's more like buttered corn. Like corn on the cob. And yes, you're going to hear me battle my sinuses all day today. I mean, come on, it's raining. What are you going to do? I mean, come on, that's why I got to drink this tea to begin with, is to just get my head cleared up. Jeez. But I've also got some bad news. The bad news is I can't find the song that I wanted to play for you. Oh, yesterday, I was listening to Dan Bao music. I stumbled onto some kind of mix stream or something somehow. I wanted to hear one thing, and while it was playing, I left the room, and when I came back, something different was playing, and it was this ensemble of a dozen people. One woman playing a danbao, and then some other people playing other various traditional Chinese instruments. So there was some kind of ethnic blend of things happening here. There was a biwa, there was an erhu, there was a guzheng, there was all kinds of stuff. A couple of drums and some cymbals and some bells. And what song were they playing? You know, that traditional... Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, let's see, is Tobe going to say a traditional Chinese song or some kind of traditional Vietnamese song? No, they were playing Ghost Riders in the Sky. I kid you not. Ghost Riders. I laughed so hard. I thought, oh my God, this is hilarious. This is the coolest thing I have ever seen. And they were rocking it. They were crushing it. And they were making it sound good with all those traditional instruments. I thought, wow, Chinese ghost riders in the banana. In the banana.
Banana.
I thought that was pretty great. And that started making me think about banana. Banana. Oh, like it always does. But it also got me to thinking about those Chinese hopping corpses. You know what I'm talking about? If you ever watch any, like, Chinese movies, whenever there's a vampire or a zombie, there's always that traditional one that I forget what the name of that is in Chinese. Hope my Chinese listeners will remind me. I can't remember, but the old hopping corpse, the old hopping vampire. So I was listening to Ghost Riders in the Sky being played on these instruments, and I saw the Ghost Riders as being like traditional, you know, Chinese hopping corpses. I realize that sounds strange, but that's what goes on inside my head. Inside my very own brain. I gotta tell you, it's a real mess in there. A real greasy mess, and boy, are you gonna get it now. Look at that greasy mess.
Boy, are you gonna get it now.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made.
Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 special grease dissolvers cut through grease fast.
Hurry.
409 is so effective, it starts to work before you start to wipe.
Hey, that shines.
Because that's the indication of cleanliness. If something is shiny, it must be clean. Huh, yeah, that's obviously true, because think of surgical steel. It's nice and shiny, and surgeons have to have clean things. Oh, it's always so shiny. I do like shiny stuff. But I hate a really greasy Kirk Cameron. But now I want some music. I want to listen to some Wagaki Bando to clean out the greasy Kirk Cameron from my head. So let's go to this live performance of them doing Homura and Atsuki no Ito. Oh, I gotta get a good look at that guitar. Oh, no, that's not one of those weird ones. That's what is that, an Ibanez long scale? But anyway, let's give it a listen. yeah, deka sugoi desu yo ne. Hi, that was Wagaki Bando live doing Homura and Akatsuki no Ito, and that is very cool. And I started to realize something. Don't tell Benny-chan, but I think I'm starting to like that bass player, Asa. Asa-chan has a cool bass with LEDs in the position markers so they light up in a dark stage, and she's very cool, very kawaii. Hai, so desu ka. Anywho, those are some cool songs. What else was I going to tell you? Oh yeah, Machiya-kun, he was playing his Sakura Blossom guitar again, and that makes me jealous with rage. Jealous with rage. Now I gotta find some kind of Sakura pattern paper that I can put on a cigar box guitar so I can be as cool as him. Or maybe, even better, I'll get a furoshiki with some kind of Sakura Blossom pattern or Plum Blossom pattern. Yeah, Plum Blossom. And then I'll make a guitar out of that somehow. Don't ask me how I'm going to make a guitar out of cloth. I haven't figured that out part yet, but maybe I'll just laminate the cloth to the wood or something. I don't know. But now I think I need some surf music, and since Wagaki Bando doesn't do surf, let's go with the Surfrajets doing some medley action. This is going to crack you up. Inagata de Vida and Sunshine of Your Love. As, you know, surf versions, and this is live. Let's crank it up. Yes, I didn't cut it off there. Some other clown did, and that was so awesome. And boy, I gotta tell you something. I have some very serious amplifier jealousy right now. I have amp envy. I have amp envy. These ladies have some cool amps. That lead guitarist is playing through a Silverface Deluxe Twin, and I can't tell if that's original or a reissue or not. The other guitar player is playing through like a reissue bassman into a some 212 cabinet. The bass player's got a Showman. Envy and rage. But how great are the Surfra Jets? I mean, come on. Is this my new favorite band? It's definitely one of them. I've been listening to a lot of their stuff, and they're just so great. I want to go see them live. I have to see this band play live. I don't know where they are or if they're ever coming to my town, but probably not with all the COVIDs out there. So many COVIDs are out there trying to keep me from listening to live music. It's starting to piss me off a little bit. But at least we still have this, the Dubious Goals Committee. Aren't you glad? At least we can hear the Surfra Jets and Wagaki Bando. On the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day at what time?
Ancient Chinese Secrets.
My husband, some hotshot. Here's his ancient Chinese secret.
1930 UTC. Right here on Anon Radio. Tune in every day because you never know what we're going to get up to. Hopefully tomorrow the weather will be nice. We're going to be able to go outside, look for some mushrooms in the rain, or maybe not rain, but in the damp, and maybe we'll find some dudes. So tune in tomorrow. My name's Tobe. I got to get out of here, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.